on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. If you're just tuning in, welcome. If you're not just tuning in, then hello. My name is Jamie. I'm the host of the show. That's going to be going on for the next hour. It's cool. We're having fun. I've been doing it for a while now. I missed the summer. I did a few spots over the summer, a few sub spots, but it's good to be back. I'm happy to be back, and I'm mildly out of breath. But there's really no time to waste, because I already wasted a few minutes. So let's get right into it. Here's, All right, I'll do the PSA later. Here's a band you might not know called Plums, but I know. And maybe after this you'll know them too. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you. I'm not afraid to die.
You're listening, we're having fun on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We're on drugs with Up All Night off of their latest, A Deeper Understanding. Pretty good, in my opinion, pretty good. A lot of people are like, oh, it's like so similar to the last one, to the last album. Yeah, it is. They didn't really change a lot. But they did change some things, and the songwriting is still just as good. So, my opinion, solid stuff. Before that, what was before that? Everything with Big Game off their latest, Fever Dream. They changed quite a bit on this album, on the last one. Honestly, not for the better, in my opinion, but that song, Big Game, is one of the best in the album, and one I've played on the radio before, so big fan of that. Definitely check them out. They're coming to Boston. I think I might go see them. They're coming on the... They're coming in a couple of weeks. Whatever. I think 2 weeks from today, they're coming. Yeah, 15th, they're coming. So get your ticks if you're interested. And before that, Plums with Parking Lots off of Jen from 2016. Not a super well-known band, but a pretty good band. I know a couple of members of it. And they're making some good stuff. So the album is Jen. Check it out. Very chill. Very, you might say textbook indie, but yeah, who am I to judge? I'll tell you who's to judge. The Tufts Granoff Music Center Fall 2017 Sunday Concert Series. The Tufts Granoff Music Center invites everyone to its Fall 2017 series of special community music concerts on Sunday afternoons. These concerts feature some of the best musicians from the Tufts Music Department and area community. All performances are live, free, and open to the public, and take place at 3 p.m. in the Distler Performance Hall of the Granoff Music Center at 20 Talbot Avenue on the Tufts Medford Somerville campus. Upcoming Sunday concerts include October 1st, Mystical Voice of Eastern Europe, October 8th, Ella and Me, October 15th, Montage of Music Society, music based on visual art, October 22nd, An Afternoon with Nina Barwell and Friends, October 29th, Tufts Wind Ensemble, November 5th, Chorus Pro Musica, November 12th, A Journey of the Middle East Through the Saxophone, November 19th, Tufts Choruses, December 13th, Tufts Food Ensemble, and December 10th, Tufts Wind Ensemble Poems. For more information, just search the web for Tufts Fall 2017 Music, a public service announcement from the Tufts Music Department and Granoff Music Center. So right after this, I mean, let's finish listening to the show, spend an hour getting over here to Tufts, and listen to Mystical Voice of Eastern Europe. That's today, and it's the first one. So, yeah, very timely PSA there. Cool, we're going to get right back into it. A little bit binder. We're going to get right back into it with a request. I'm very excited to fulfill request. Some Paul McCartney and Wings on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Sorry. I chose a bad version on YouTube, so let's find a different one. Hopefully this one works. There we go. Sorry for that.
I barely ever see you anymore. And airwaves. And we're frankly thankful for the market psychology you're hipping us to. But all the hits are saying the same thing. There's only tonight,
tonight, tonight, tonight, tonight.
Man, life is finite, but shit, it feels like forever. It feels like forever.
LC Sound System on 91.5 WMFO Medford with Tonight, 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 Tonight off of their latest, American Dream. Maybe you've heard of it. Maybe you haven't. It's growing on me. It is. I didn't like it on first listen. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I mean, I like the singles that came out before it, including that one you just heard. I like those, but the overall album to me just kind of feel like, eh. But then I kind of realized that, like, all LCD sound systems took a while to grow on me. So I guess, I don't know. I guess we'll see. It is kind of weird that they're coming back, though, that they came back. They, for those who know, they broke up, and they made a huge deal out of breaking up, too. And, like, I think it's like 2012. They had, like, this huge concert, this huge big final blowout concert sold out at Madison Square Garden, and they made a whole documentary about it, and it was just this big thing. They released, you know, the whole thing being they released, like, three great albums, and then just kind of left quit while they were ahead. And then they, not 5 years later, were like, hey, we're coming back. And now we have a fourth. And I don't really know how I feel about that, but the album's growing on me, so I think it's okay. Not as good as their other stuff, though, but hey, that I feel like that's natural. Before that, The National with Day I Die off of Sleep Well Beast. Yeah, just another solid National record. Before that, Paul McCartney and Wings, Let Me Roll It. You all know it. From Band on the Run. All right, well, we're going into the home stretch here. Not really, but yeah, I got a few more songs to play for you all. I'm going to turn up the notch, that volume dial a little bit, do some heavier stuff, because I can. Mastodon on 91.5 WMFO Metro.
out. In some ways I wish I was walking with my neck out. In some ways that I wish that I was out on the bevel sound. It sounds like everything else. You'll know it when you hear it, 'cause you know the way my voice felt. Ignore my tone and everything I sing for me. Ignore the phone on your bed. It rings, it rings, it rings. Shirt collar ringing me out. My collarbone got all red. Already severing prose. I'll roast, I'll sing instead. I hold you, put your neck out. Tell me the ways you wish you were. Keep your confidence sound. You'll hook my spur. So when I went to hang out, I hung behind your eyes. My still flickered out quickly. Oh, I can't decide. I'm tapped out. Don't it always seem to go that you could hold it right in your hands, collapse and still not know. In your hands, collapse and still not know. Everybody I know, I got no temper for that. I send you this cadmium red one, every layer I shed, and I shed one layer for this. Say what it is, it's so impossible, but if I just say what it is, it tends.
Now
Shin Gizzard and Lizard Wizard on 91.5 FM Medford with Nuclear Fusion from their one of their newest albums this year, Flying Microtonal Banana. The first of the five albums, the supposedly five albums they're releasing this year. They've done three so far. That one, Flying Microtonal, Murder of the Universe, Sketches of Brunswick East. Which, in my opinion, in terms of quality, have each went down a bit. But I've been warming up, actually, to Murder of the Universe, if you can get past all that narration. Yeah, they're a good band, and they've released a ton of stuff, so check them out. I feel like garage rock. For that, Pine Grove with Cadmium off of Cardinal, their latest album. I think they're coming out with a new EP or something this year. Yeah, good album too. Good band, great songwriting. The only thing is, I'm not sure why they mixed the vocals how they did. The vocals just sound, compared to everything else, I mean, maybe they're just going for more of a raw live sound, but like, it, I don't know. There's an Audio Tree session where they do that song, and in my opinion, the vocals sound better. Not sure about the whole mix, but the vocals sound better. So I don't know what the deal with that is, but good song anyway. For that, Mastodon with Blood and Thunder. From Levithan, their second album, I think, Moby Dick themed album, the opening track from that. That song was in a Need for Speed game, and I never really looked into Mastodon until, you know, I played the game when I was really young, but I never really looked into Mastodon until now, and now I look back and I'm like, oh, that was that song from that game, so that's kind of funny. Yeah, good stuff. All right, well, I got a split, but I got more song for you guys. So thank you for listening, and keep listening. Keep it tuned right here, 915 WMFO Medford. I will be back next Sunday at 1. So I will, same time, same place. I will see you then. All right. I can dissect it.
Remy.
What's up, Dylan?
Remy, can you hear that?
I can hear it.
I think we're back. I think we're back. I don't know, but I think we're back. There's no promises there. Could be taken off the air.
No.
Well, welcome back to the show.